to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans, on this Friday night from a noisy Anna gym. It's a big Shelby County Athletic League game. Homestanding Anna Rockets against the visiting Fort Laramie Redskins. Second meeting of the year between the two. Fort Laramie won the first one by a final score of 54-41. It was Anna's third game of the year. Very late start after winning the D6 state football title. Shoes on the other foot, so to speak, now, Chuck, in that Fort Laramie's not playing quite as well as it was a few weeks back. Anna is playing exceedingly well. Fort Laramie's 1-2 against softer opponents by convincing margins, winning on Tuesday night over Bethel away from home by 16. Dropped a couple cliffhangers, Redskins did. They'd like to have back Versailles. Oh, boy. A real menacing loss to Versailles outside the Shelby County League. Faltered to Jackson Center at home, 37-34. As a result, Fort Laramie needs to win out in the Shelby County League, has to win tonight. Hope that Anna loses another one. Fort Laramie not out of the title chase yet, a remote chance to get a tie. Jackson Center is in second with two losses. Anna, one loss. Fort Laramie Bodkins, three setbacks. Jackson Center is on the road tonight at Bodkins, so things can still happen. It's somewhat muddled. If Anna wins out, it's a done deal. They'll seal up the SCAL title.
Anna's playing their best basketball right now. They've had three in a row where they beat an outstanding Jackson Center team at Jackson Center.
Right.
Beat Versailles, the number one team in the state, Division III, the next night here, and then played a really good Fairlawn team and just ran them off the floor, 93-53, the game we did Tuesday night. They got the momentum, but I'll tell you what I know for sure. This will be the most physical team that they're going to play at any point the rest of the season.
Fort Laramie Redskins, under football coach Spencer Wells, went 10-2 this year on the gridiron, got to the regional semifinal, 12-2 a year ago, got to the state semifinal. As you all know, and as we've alluded just a moment or so ago, Anna won the D6 state football championship, going 14-1. Winning it all in Canton first weekend in December. So you've got two highly skilled basketball teams who will impose their will, their physical will, on the other club here tonight. Yes, it'll be a highly physical game. And one thing for sure, Chuck, unlike a few other opponents Anna has played, Fort Laramie will play very sticky defense, and it will be, you know, all over you type defense. Fort Laramie will make sure that Anna doesn't run up 75, 70, 65 points. Fort Laramie won 54-41 in the first meeting. Anna's going to score far more than 41. Don't think Anna's going to score 82. They won't double that tonight. But when you look down through the history of these two teams' contests, last year, Anna run and gun beat Fort Loramie twice, 59-51, 50-36. A couple years ago, Anna won 54-50 in OT and 59-55. In 2016-17, Fort Loramie won both games. Consistently, the winning team scores in the 50s. Fort Loramie will hold Anna down tonight. That'll give the Redskins a chance. But Fort Loramie's got to score 50-55 at least.
Well, that's the key. They are going to have to score points tonight because they're not going to hold Anna in the 40s.
No.
I don't think there's any way.
No.
So, and Loramie's got the talent to do it. They can score. They got Brandewee. They got Caleb Meyer, who you love, and I think is a terrific offensive basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
And Devin Ratterman comes off the bench and just lights up shooting threes. Grant Alberts has really been kind of hit or miss. He's either been really good or not very good in the games that I've seen him play. He needs to have a terrific game tonight. Nate Meyer playing terrific. Damon Mesher back from that ankle injury, and he's playing really well. Gives them another athlete to throw out there. Nolan Burning sets his feet, shoots threes as well as anybody in the league if he can get the shots off. So, and then that you look on the other side, they've got six young men that they play, and then they throw Kovacs out there as a seventh to give some rest. But Anna is on such an offensive roll right now that Loramie's going to have a good start to the game.
Yeah, amazingly, in Anna's 14 wins this year, Rockets are 14-3, 9-1 in the Shelby County League. Average winning margin for Anna over the course of the whole year, 28.5 points. Now, there are some aberrations in there. 94-39 over New Knoxville back on December 23rd. This past Tuesday night, 93-53 at Fairlawn. Yes, two extremely lopsided games, but consistently, Anna is winning by 15, 20, 25 points. Just last weekend by 14 over Versailles, 15 over Jackson Center.
Yeah, and those are impressive. The one Tuesday night was just a team that was on an amazing roll. But those two wins over the weekend were against really, really good basketball teams, and they dominated both of them.
Fort Loramie defensively, as we've alluded, allowed 31 on Tuesday, 20 to Marion Local last Saturday, 37 to Jackson Center, 36 to Versailles. Lost both of those, each a tough one. Gave up 24 to New Knoxville, under 40 twice, and wins over Rushi. So Fort Loramie, it will get in your grill. They'll get in Anna's kitchen. They'll make it really tough on Anna to score. Fairlawn Jets Tuesday night tried to play at Anna's high octane pace, and it didn't work. Might work for a quarter, won't work for 32 minutes. Fort Loramie will get this slowed down one way or the other, and Fort Loramie will do it in part, with a patient attack offensively. But boy, they'll get in your grill on the defensive end, and Anna's going to be ready for it. It's going to be quite a tussle, and Fort Loramie still has an outside shot at a share of the league, as we noted a few minutes ago.
Yeah, well, I'm anxious to see the matchup, because Bart Bixler is a really tough matchup. I'm not sure. They might put Nate Meyer on him. Nate Meyer is the one that's played the game. He played Stauman.
Yep.
He does a nice job defensively. If they can slow Bixler down, that will slow Anna down a little bit.
Interestingly enough, in the first meeting between the two, Bart Bixler was double digits in scoring. Kovacs had a nice game for Anna. He didn't start, but it wasn't the usual Anna scorebook.
Right.
Only 41 paltry points in that first outing by Anna against Fort Loramie. Since then, the Rockets are pushing 69 points a game.
Well, you look at all the football players that are out there in green warming up right now. It's hard to change gears in sports, and especially from football to basketball.
Yep.
We watched Loramie early. We watched Brandewee really kind of struggle in the first couple of games we saw him play. Same thing. He has turned out to be, he's having a terrific senior year for the Redskins.
Albers was darn near sensational first time around against these two clubs. He's got to have a double-digit game tonight. He's averaging about 7. He's got to put in 14 or 15.
Oh, he's capable.
Oh, yes, he is. Yep. Fort Loramie needs to sink threes. That's all there is to it. When Fort Laramie's been successful offensively this year, especially in games we've seen against Minster, for example, New Bremen, for example, three-point shots were critical. Fort Laramie made them when they had to drop them in.
Yeah, well, they've got a bunch of free. I mean, Brandewee can shoot it.
Yep.
Caleb Myers shoots it. Ratterman comes off the bench, shoots it. Nate Myers shoots it. And Nolan Burning, that is his strength, is shooting threes.
And these two teams will display tremendous balance. Anna, yes, a couple scores in double digits. Leidinger at 10. Bixler at like 14. A host of others between 6 and 9, including Huleskamp, who's starting to get his shooting eye back. Cam Stewart, a defensive wizard, he's at 9 points a game. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie has no one at 10, not a soul. Caleb Meyer pushing 10 just underneath. Nick Brandewee at close to 7. Grant Albers just over 7. Nolan Burning, 7.5. Each team with fine balance, and that makes each club pretty hard to guard because you don't know on a given night who might explode on you, where the points are going to come from.
Well, that's a fact. And I mean, Laramie does it with their defense. The thing about Anna is they do it with both.
Right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. On the web, online with us tonight for this game between Fort Laramie at Anna. Nearly a sellout. We're pushing 1,900 here at Anna High School. It's not sold out yet. A few empty seats across the way in the mezzanine. Maybe a couple hands full. Is it hands full or handfuls?
Hands full.
Yeah, right. But great, great turnout for this game tonight here at Anna. Redskins in the red and black shooting around down to her left. Anna in the green and white shooting around down at the right end of the Anna High School gym. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, as always, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner we could not have gotten off the ground back in 2006-2007 without the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These sponsors are online with us here on Scores Broadcast for each and every Fort Laramie basketball game. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. And we salute Brookins in Fort Laramie. No good eating place quite like it. As well as Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie. A world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Trish's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Laramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi.
Good evening, everyone.
and new underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will help keep you move forward. Or I should say, we will keep you moving forward. And Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, what you can imagine, we can create. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip in just a few minutes. Big Shelby County late game tonight. It is first place on the line for Anna. Can the Rockets maintain their hold on the top spot in the SCAL? As Anna hosts Fort Loramie here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Starting lineups being introduced for tonight's game between Anna and Fort Loramie. Redskins won the first one, 54-41. At the Fort Loramie gym, that is the only league loss inflicted on Anna this year. By way of record, Fort Loramie is 12-5 overall, 6-3 in the Shelby County League, having won two in a row over Marion Local and Bethel after having lost two heartbreakers in succession to Versailles and Jackson Center. Prior to that, the Redskins had won five in a row and 6-7. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets are on a streak, 13 wins in their last 14 games. Anna with an overall mark on the year of 14-3, 9-1 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center right behind at 8-2. Botkins at Fort Loramie at 6-3. The other big game in the Shelby County League tonight, as we mentioned previously, is Jackson Center at Botkins. Opening five for the Anna Rockets is as follows. Isaac Leininger at guard, 10 points a game, with Riley Hulskamp at 14 points a game, or I should say at 6 points a game. Mark Bixler, one of the trio out front, he's at 14 points a game. On the inside, it's Cameron Stewart, a 6'2" senior, and Justin Murray, a 6'4" senior. Stewart at just under 10, Murray at about 7. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Nick Brandewee out front. He's the playmaker, 6'2" senior, 6.5 points a game. Nate Meyer, 6 foot junior at 8 points a game. In the middle, Grant Albers, 7.5 a game, 6'2" junior. Also in the opening five, Caleb Meyer, 6'2" junior, 9.5 a game. And Nolan Burning, about 7.25 points per game, a 5'11 junior. Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie in year number 6. Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna in year number 9. Anna will move from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Fort Loramie from right to left. Opening tip to start the game is won by Hulskamp of Anna. High left with it. Gives it up to Bixler. Into the lane to Murray. Spin move. Ducks under. Good drop step. Left it short. He was challenged near the rim, and Fort Loramie got the rebound.
got himself in no man's land. He wasn't sure whether he was going to go up strong or try to flip it up.
Sure did. He was pretty effective with that shot.
Yep. And everything but the basket.
Yep. And in Anna's last couple wins, Murray did well in the paint area. Here's a hard drive by Caleb Meyer for Fort Loramie. Blocked by Stewart. Recovered by Fort Loramie in the corner. Redskins get it back. Albers with some room. Drives down the left side of the lane and curls it off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Anna. We played 50 seconds, opening quarter. Rockets with the ball, far left wing at Schulzkamp. They hedge on him, hand off to Stewart. Oh, a good pick and roll. Stewart dove toward the lane, got the feed from the arc, and dropped in the easy deuce.
That was a terrific bounce pass down right through the lane.
What a give by Bixler. Here is Fort Loramie, forecourt left. Brandewey skips it cross-court to Burning. Open three-point look, hit the iron. Rebound ricocheted to Bixler. 2-0 Anna, 6:48 to go in the first. Bixler gives it up to Leininger straight away. Stewart left flank, deep left corner, Huelskamp. They hedge on him. It goes right back into Stewart. Clawed away by Fort Loramie. Gobbled up by Albers. Up ahead to Brandewey. Near side pass to Burning. It's going to be imperative for Fort Loramie to make three-point shots against this Anna defense. Here's Brandewey diving into the lane, falls away, and hits the 12-footer. Nice job by Brandewey. That's a patented move by Nick. He likes to carve out space below the foul line, then give you that right shoulder and fade back with the southpaw shot. Here's the pass by Anna, top of the circle. Bixler throws it down inside, low on the right to Murray. Punched away out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Game tied at 2. We played 2 minutes. Anna inbounding baseline right. Huelskamp will trigger. He's about 6 feet from the corner of the floor. Wants to go to Murray underneath, not open. Deals to Bixler on the arc. Who hands it to Leininger straight away. High arching triple. Yes, Leininger. Long range. Boy, he's got a patented shot now.
Yeah, his shot is outstanding, and he has such confidence in it right now.
He's turned into a marksman from behind the three-point line. 5-2 Anna, forecourt right. It is Meyer for the Redskins. Into the lane to Albers. Oh, a nice zip move across the paint area. Good quick feet by Albers. He hit the runner off the backboard. Man, has he improved. Outstanding junior. Here is Anna skipping it cross-court. Murray to Stewart. Straight away Leininger. On him, Nate Meyer. Outside the arc on the right, it's Bixler. Bixler at the foul line. Hooks it back to Murray. Right corner, out of his range. 17-footer, missed it badly. Fort Loramie saves it, but right inbounds to Huelskamp for the chippy.
That is why you don't save the ball under your opponent's basket.
Exactly. Good point, Chuck. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Anna in the lead, 7-4. Brandewey outside the arc in the right for the Redskins. Hits Nate Meyer in the paint. Spins, ducks under against Bixler, puts it through. Muscle move by Nate Meyer. Formidable shot. 7-6. Anna 1. Leininger straight away. Stewart, far left wing. Huelskamp at the elbow on the left. Tries to hit the cutter, Stewart, and that pass had a little too much sauce on it.
The thought was good, the pass was not. And so far they've come down, they've had Caleb Meyer and they've had Nate Meyer both guarding Bixler. They're switching it up.
Yeah, that was a pick and roll by Anna, but the pass was a bit too hot. Out of the arc, it's Albers for Fort Loramie. Tries to take the inside player, Murray, one-on-one, overshot it though. Again, a good idea. Poor execution at the end. Anna got the rebound. 7-6, Rockets up 1, 4:14 to go first quarter. So far, it looks like Fort Loramie wants to isolate Albers as much as possible. Here's Huelskamp deep in the left corner for Anna. Tries to drive the baseline, and it's clawed away. Getting a hand in there is Albers. Long throw down the floor by Fort Loramie. Down inside to Meyer. Oh, it looked like Nate was clobbered from behind. Loose ball rebound to Anna. No whistle.
He was hammered.
Sure was. Anna possession up a point, 7-6. 25 feet away on the right, it's Huelskamp. Gives it up to Leininger in the corner. Outside to Murray. Albers comes out to greet him. 30 feet away on the left, it's Huelskamp. Straight away, Bixler. Fort Loramie's defense has turned Anna's offense into a little bit of a sluggish look so far in this game.
And Leininger winds up, settling for a long three. Missed it badly. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Good defensive set by the Redskins. And it could do nothing with it. Here's a drive into the lane by Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie. He stumbles a little bit. Used the forearm to defend while shooting, and it's called an offensive foul.
Yeah, it was burning. Nolan Burning.
Tough break for Fort Loramie.
But he did, yeah, he shoved off.
Burning had created space area below the foul stripe. Fort Loramie bench not pleased with the officiating so far.
That would have been offensive pass interference. And
sure would have. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Neither team scored 10. It's going at Fort Loramie's pace so far. Here's Bixler, double team, good hedge. Down low on the right to Kovacs. Awkward shot off the side of the glass. Fort Loramie's got it. Boy, just as we talked in the pregame, the Redskins are putting glue-like defense against this Hanna team, which is coming off 93 against Fairlawn on Tuesday.
They are just such a physical group of kids.
Here's Meyer catching the skip pass, far left wing. He slants across the lane and floats in the runner. Well done by Meyer. 8-7 Fort Loramie. Leininger deep in the left corner for Anna is shoved to the ground. Foul on Meyer of Fort Loramie. 2:28 to go, first period. 8-7. Redskins in the lead by one.
This is Loramie's pace.
Yep, sure is. Here's the ball inbound to the heels camp straight away. Throws it across the top of the circle to Bixler. Almost a hand in there by Burning. Bixler wants to drive. One on two, pulls up and banks in the 8-footer. He's only 5'11", but he's a mighty strong 5'11". 9-8 Anna. Brandewey 30 feet away. Gets a screen from Albers who rolls. Nothing there. On the floor now for Fort Loramie is Mesher. Damon, a 6-foot sophomore, handled the ball, gave it to Burning. Mesher got it back. He runs right down the middle of the lane. Oh, a beautiful bounce pass to Albers. Assist Mesher. Albers on the chippy. 10-9 Fort Loramie. Bixler almost lofted up the three, looked it over, passed it up. Drives down the right side of the lane. Here's a leaner by Bart. Little shy, hit the backboard rim, came off. Fort Loramie tries to save. Out of bounds to Anna. Fort Loramie's physicality, imposing bodies left and right on Anna in this game so far.
Yeah, they killed the poor cameraman down there.
Inbounds pass, Juleskamp to Kovacs. He goes up for the 5-footer, blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Meyer outside the arc on the left wing. Swish! 23-footer, Caleb Meyer. 13-9, Redskins. A minute 19 to go in the first. Here's Bixler, 25 feet away. Wants to drive, can't do it. Mark gives it up to Leininger, outside the arc on the left to Stewart. Here's Juleskamp, spin move, elbow on the left, 12-footer, skips off the rim, no. Rebound Brandewey, long throw down the floor to Meyer. Caleb against Stewart, running, shooting, foul against Stewart. Fort Loramie threw it 60 feet, Anna didn't get back. Meyer one-on-one with Stewart, drew the foul, Anna a bit slow. Fort Loramie a step quicker so far. Under a minute to go in the first. Fort Loramie by four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, a new sponsor. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging disc, headaches, and other ailments. More about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in a moment. Two free throws by Caleb Meyer, dead center. And Anna is now behind by six. Rockets four court to her right. Make an errant pass. Fort Loramie slaps it away. Here's Brandowee twisting and turning in the lane. Stripped by Stewart. Three on one, Anna. Bounce pass, Bixler driving and scoring against pressure.
He has such incredible body control when he goes up for that shot.
Oh, he suspends himself nicely. 15-11. Fort Loramie by four. Had a chance to go up eight or nine. Didn't cash in. 17 seconds to go in the first. Deep in the right corner, it's Meyer on top to Brandowee for Fort Loramie. At the point on the left, 20 feet away, goes to Albers in the corner. Five to go, four to go. Brandowee probes the middle, pulls up, 12-footer. Bingo! Brandowee at the buzzer. Fort Loramie gets a shot from Nick Brandowee to go swish right through the netting as the first quarter closes out. A highly productive one for Fort Loramie, which puts 17 points on the board in the first to lead 17-11 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSInc.com.
17-11, Fort Loramie by six over the SCAL's number one team, the Anna Rockets, 6-point lead skins. Well, as we were talking late in that first quarter, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor. Pinnacle accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. For the last 13 years, Jim Spitzer has operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie at 419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Fort Loramie with a quick two-pointer as we start playing the second quarter. And then Masteller heaves one up from way outside for Anna. It's off the mark badly, and the Redskins up eight have the ball again. Chuck, who netted the first two for the Skins in the second quarter?
Damon Mesher. They posted him up in the lane. He just had a nice little turnaround jumper.
Oh, nice offensive set. Good strategy by head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie. He's getting everybody into the act tonight for the Skins, who lead it by 8, 19-11. Here's Nate Meyer posting up on the arc to Meyer. Jumping and shooting a tray. Short, no good. Rebound, Huelskamp of Anna. Up and over the timeline. High right to Leininger. Leininger gives it up to Bixler. Nose to nose with him is Burning. Far left wing Leininger rotating to Huelskamp into the top of the circle. Now Bixler, foul line, can't shoot. Every time Bart sees a crevice, Fort Loramie shuts it down with two men. Oh, here's a good pass by Anna. Down low on the right to Stewart. He's pinched by two defenders. Got the shot away. Foul called. Two free throws, Anna. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. Free throw good, but Stewart, he was clamped on the arm in the act of shooting. 19-12 in favor of Fort Loramie, which led 19-11 with a minute 20 gone in the second. Free throw Stewart up and in again, 19-13. Lead six for Fort Loramie. 10 players in backcourt. Anna puts on some pressure. Ball inbounded to Mesher. Mesher gets Masteller up the floor to Albers. Fort Loramie's done a pretty good job taking care of it against Anna, which likes to double team when possible, harass you, get real sticky on defense, and generate points on live ball turnovers. Rockets had a field day against Fairlawn on Tuesday doing that. Here's a drive by Mesher into the lane. Shot deflected. Then Anna throws it 70 feet down the floor out of bounds. Bixler ran into Nate Meyer. Good defense by Ann at one end, Chuck, on the shot. Then a bad idea, throwing the ball up against the mat on the wall at the other end.
Well, Stewart had a nice block, but yeah, they did. They need to calm down just a little bit. That was their fifth turnover. Lormy's only turned it twice.
Yes, Redskins with a good floor game so far. We played 2 minutes in the second quarter, 19-13. Fort Loramie up six. Redskins in the black shirts, red numbers, white trim. Oop, speaking of good floor game from Fort Loramie. Yeah. Brandon, we took his eye off the dribble, coughed it up, and rolled out of bounds.
Yeah, just that's an unforced error right there.
Anna behind the six. Gilskamp over the timeline. Far right wing to Bixler. Bixler looks for the cutter in the middle. Masteller can't find him. Goes straight away to Leininger. Now Gilskamp 30 feet out. Near side to Bixler behind the screen. He pops from three-point land. It skids off the rim. Rebound left corner. Gilskamp to Masteller. Against Burning. Back out to Bixler. Anna not able to run. Fort Loramie's making shots, prohibiting Anna from getting out and going, and the Rockets are stymied in the half court. But good, tight 5-on-5 defense by Fort Loramie. Here's Bixler trying to generate space down the lane. Didn't have much of a shot, but cleverly he attracts a two-shot foul.
That is one of his strengths. He can get to the rim.
5:24 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 19, Anna 13. Fort Loramie Redskins have installed a very good game plan for this contest tonight. So far, it's worked well. Free throw by Bixler. Curls in and out. Murray, Masteller, Gilskamp, Bixler, Stewart on the floor for Anna. We'll get the five for Fort Loramie in a moment. Second shot by Bixler. Swish. Meyer Burning. That's Nate Meyer. Along with Caleb Meyer, spelled differently. Albers. Mesher, that's the five. Straight away between the rings, it's Burning. Looks for the cutter. Caleb Meyer can't find him. Now the cutter's Albers. Spin move outside the lane in the left. Cross court, Caleb Meyer shoots the three. Second time he's been shy of the mark. Rebound into the lap of Gilskamp. Look at him go 60 feet all the way to the rack. Shoveled it, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out by Anna.
That was a good take. He just couldn't finish.
19-14, Fort Loramie by five. Scoring pace has slowed down. 4:54 to go, second quarter. Clearly the scoreboard to Fort Loramie's liking. Not only leading by five, but the points accumulated so far. Loramie wants a fairly low-scoring game. Look at that drive by Nate Meyer from the right corner. Wow, he spun toward the side of the backboard. And then used his body to caress that shot in off the glass and down through. And right back comes Anna. Post-up move in front by Murray. Got it from 6 feet.
That is their first field goal of the second quarter. Everything else was free throws.
Here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie in the corner. Intended for Mesher. Picked off by Masteller. 2-on-1 with Stewart. Driving layup. Yes. Anna chops Fort Loramie's lead to three. 21-18. 4:11 to go, second quarter. Timeout Skins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
2.5 minutes ago, Fort Loramie led Anna 19-11. Since that time, 7-2 run by the Rockets, who have shaved Fort Loramie's lead down to 3, 21-18. 4:08 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie in backcourt. It's Burning up and over the timeline against Bixler. Burning, where's 34? Dishes to Albers, 25 feet away. Cutting is Caleb Meyer. Albers can't get it to him. Comes back to the left to Nate Meyer against Masteller. Baseline. Nate Meyer made a very good drive from the other side of the floor a couple possessions ago. Here's Caleb Meyer. Awkward shot in the lane. Challenge. High off the backboard. Rim no good. Rebound Anna. Quickly down the floor to Mark Bixler. Oh, he pulled a Houdini. Great drive. Bixler from the right corner. There's that suspension up and in.
Absolutely.
21-20. Anna within one. Albers foul line. Fort Loramie. Right corner, Caleb Meyer. He needs to get going for Fort Loramie. He's missed his last three. High left, it's Nate Meyer. Now Nick Brandewee. He goes to the foul line, almost shot it. Gave it up to Albers. Deep right corner, Caleb Meyer. Back to Albers. Albers against Murray. Brings him out high. Doesn't shoot. Burning behind the screen. Pick and roll with Albers. Nothing there. Near side Brandewee. Here's Albers around Murray. Shot deflected by Murray. Into the hands of Masteller. 3-on-2 break. Masteller right down the pike. Up off the back rim. No good. Stick back Huelskamp. Dancing off the iron. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. And with a couple of good chances. Here's Burning. Foul line behind the back. Baseline left. Albers spins. Double team. Hits a cutter. Brandewee down the lane. Short. No good. But he's tagged on the wrist. Good call by the referee. We're down to 2:40 to go. Second quarter, 21-20, Fort Loramie. Redskins have scored 2 points in the last 4 minutes plus. Brandewee at the charity stripe for Fort Loramie. Anna out shooting Fort Loramie at the free throw line this year. Just over 70 for Anna. Low to mid-60s, that percentile range for Fort Loramie. Free throw swish by Brandewee. 22-20 Fort Loramie. Second shot, Brandewee. Got it again. 23-20, Redskins up three. Fort Loramie trying to pull a surprise tonight and throw this Shelby County League race into a tizzy once again. Baseline right, Murray. Murray powers into the lane. Oh, pickpocket by Brandewee. He stole it. Goes behind the back at midcourt. Masteller reaching in. Foul. That's the third on Anna. Fort Loramie's committed four. So a low foul game, Chuck, despite the physicality. Referees pretty consistently letting them play.
Well, that's good because neither team extremely deep. So it's nice to see the referees letting them play a little bit.
2:25 to go, second quarter. Burning forecourt right to Murray for Fort Loramie, which needs a hoop. On top, it's Holscher who's checked in now. Evan Holscher, 6'3 senior. Oh, nice give and go. Burning with Holscher. Overshot it low in the left. Rebound in the corner. Touched by a black shirt. Anna's ball. 2:10 to go. Second quarter. Rockets down three. Jackson Center at Bodkins tonight. Jackson Center a game behind Anna. Fort Loramie and Bodkins have lost 3-2 behind Anna in the loss column. Straight away, it's Bixler. Far right wing, Leininger. Looks inside for Murray. Holscher leans on him for Fort Loramie. Ball rotated around the top of the circle to Bixler. Tries to swing it into Stewart. They've run that play a lot. Fort Loramie broke it up. Here comes Brandewee at midcourt. Spin move behind the arc to Burning. 3-point lead, Fort Loramie. Head coach Corey Britton signals a play with 90 seconds to go in the second. Who would have thought after scoring 93 on Tuesday, Anna would be throttled with only 20 points, Chuck, with a minute to go in the first half here tonight.
And a little different pace and a much different basketball team.
Yeah, we said in the pregame that Fort Loramie's had a history of holding Anna down into the low to mid-50s, even upper 40s. And the scoreboard is in Fort Loramie's favor, up three. Pace of the game clearly in the Skins' favor. Here's Burning with a drive into the paint area. Low in the left to Holscher. Thought about shooting. Might have gotten away with a walk. Threw it out back to Burning, who saved it from going over and back. Then goes to Meyer in the right corner. 58 seconds to go, first half. Fort Loramie up three. Nate Meyer between circles. Now Brandewee on him. Huelskamp. Huelskamp handoff. Burning. Spin move in the lane. Fadeaway 8-footer. Dances off the rim. No. Rebound Murray. Backcourt to Huelskamp. Huelskamp drives around one man, two men to the rim. Up and good. What a play by Huelskamp. Foul. Brandewee, who got him with the body at the hoop. Superior control by Huelskamp. How that went in, I don't know, Chuck.
I don't know. Very athletic.
thought for sure he was going to miss it, despite being fouled so hard. But he made it, and it's a 23-22 game. Hulskamp with a free throw to knock this thing up. He dips the knees. Boom, he hits. 23-23, 40.5 to go in the first half. Fort Loramie took the lead back at 8-7 with 2:28 to go in the first and has not been in front since. Two very good basketball teams after fine football campaigns. Anna, under head coach Nick Marino, 14-1, took the state title, running away with it in Division VI. Two straight outstanding football campaigns for Fort Loramie under Spencer Wells, 10-2 this year, 12-2 last year. 23-23 tie, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Caleb Meyer deep in the right corner for Fort Loramie. On top to Nate Meyer, picked up by Bixler. See if the Redskins play for one. Burning went back door. They couldn't get it to him. Here's Mesher, 30 feet out, 16, 15. Mesher foul line, jumping, shooting, 14-footer, in and out, tough break. Rebound, Anna, 8 to go in the half. Long pass, Hulskamp to Bixler, underneath the rim, hits it for two. Here's a steal by Anna in backcourt. Lighting it with a second left, has it at the sideline, and the buzzer sounds. Anna Rockets grabbed the lead away from Fort Loramie in the last several seconds of the first half. Bixler got the two-point hoop to give Anna a 25-23 lead at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Hey, you better call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in prompt and professional service. Make an appointment right now. Go to the company website, TomJerrys.com, or call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerrys.com. 25-23, Anna over Fort Loramie. Boys, Shelby County League action tonight from the Anna Gym. Nearly sold out. Great turnout for this contest. Tightly played game. Fort Loramie once had an 8-point lead, 19-11. Halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Anna has got a 14-8 rebounding advantage, 2-1 offensively. The Rockets turned it over 7 times in the first half. Redskins only turned it 4. 4 of 5 from the free throw line for Anna. Fort Loramie, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie, Caleb Meyer led him with 7 all in the first quarter. Then they got 6 out of Brandwee, 4 out of Albers, 4 out of Nate Meyer, 2 out of Damon Mesher. They scored 17 and only 6 in the second quarter for 23. Anna on the other side, they had 9 points by Bart Bixler, 6 points by Cameron Stewart, 5 from Riley Huelskamp, 3 from Isaac Leininger, and 2 from Justin Murray. Masteller didn't score. I think they scored 11 and 14, and they lead it 25-23 at the half.
Hey, Redskins have got to be happy with the score, Chuck, despite losing the lead late in the second quarter.
Yeah, they played well. They only scored 6 points in the second quarter, and I think that the Anna's defense had something to do with that. I think that Loramie looked a little tighter shooting the basketball in the second quarter after the good start. So it's going to be a key. It always is in a close game, but it's really going to be key to start this third quarter for about the first 2 or 3 minutes to see if Anna's going to pull away or if Loramie's going to make it a basketball game.
Anna a little tight at the outset, not as loose as the Rockets have been. They knew who the opponent was, a club that always gives them a stiff challenge, Fort Loramie.
Well, they lost to them by double digits the first time.
Right.
And we could talk all day long about the fact that they were just coming off football. Loramie hadn't been practicing that much longer.
Good point.
So, they know that Loramie can certainly play with them.
Sure. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's Anna 25, Fort Loramie 23 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Chuck, we just heard from Fort Loramie football coach Spencer Wells. He's tuned in tonight. As we were talking during the break, we were one late fourth quarter or overtime stop of Marion Local and fourth down from having two state champs in
football
from here in Shelby County, Anna and Fort Loramie both.
Yep, I'm I'm a little biased, but I don't know if the best team in Division 7 won the state championship this year. I think, honestly, Loramie had the best football team, just one stop away from hoisting that big trophy.
Yep, it was a great season for both programs. Unfortunate that Fort Loramie had to play Marion Local in game number two.
Well, Marion Local has a real ability to go get to that championship. They expect to be there, and it kind of showed in that game. They just willed the win.
Right. 25-23, Anna over Fort Loramie, a couple minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, brought to you, as always, by Local Equipment and Jackson Center, which for 14 years now has promoted student, academic, and athletic success. Right here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. Tonight we spotlight a couple cheerleaders. Kennedy Brewer, sophomore cheerleader at Anna, daughter of Christy and Dennis Burning, 3.6 GPA, participates in competitive cheer, FFA, FCCLA, and Spanish Club. She'll attend Ohio U and pursue criminology. For Fort Loramie, junior cheerleader Lindsay Meyer, daughter of Jason and Jamie, 3.8 GPA. She works at the Sydney Shelby County YMCA as tumbling coach, active at Fort Loramie and Art Club, athletes, participates in the church youth group, and she is learning American Sign Language. She'll go to UC or UK, study English or pre-law. Highlighted tonight by Local Equipment, a couple cheerleaders from Anna, Kennedy Brewer, a sophomore, and from Fort Loramie, Lindsay Meyer, a junior, on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. Locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here's a snapshot again of the Shelby County League standings coming into play tonight. Anna 9-1, Jackson Center 8-2, Fort Loramie and Bodkins at 6-3. If Fort Loramie were to win out, Anna were to lose two, including tonight, of course, Fort Loramie would have a remote shot at a tie for the league championship. We start the third quarter. Errant play by Anna. Rockets cough it up. Redskins have it. Here's Brandewey driving hard down the lane. Scoops it in off the glass. Good start for Fort Loramie. Tied at 25 early on in the third. Bodkins has got games with Fort Loramie, Anna, left in Jackson Center tonight at the Bodkins Gym.
Bodkins is a really, really good basketball team.
Yep, and they can be a spoiler in these league standings. They can have an impact for sure. Here's Cam Stewart across the lane. A little Statue of Liberty one-hand shot from 5 feet. No. Stick back is good, though. Was that Murray, Chuck?
That was Murray.
What a play by Murray as he fought through Albers of Fort Loramie and tipped the shot back in off the window after Stewart missed it. 27-25, Anna back up two. Here's Fort Loramie, cross-court pass. It goes from Albers to Burning. He can't find it, a little behind him. Out of bounds, Anna ball. One thing Fort Loramie's not committed much of in this game, live ball turnovers, winding up as Anna points at the other end.
Fairlawn. Sure, yeah.
Jets made a number of miscues like that on Tuesday. Here's Stewart down low on the left for Anna. He's double-teamed. Tough shot. Missed it. Murray rebounds once, twice. Stewart again. Anna on the offensive glass. Stewart and Murray going to work. Anna's biggest lead in this game, 29-25. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Bolding into the forecourt goes Albers for Fort Loramie. Skins need a hoop right here. Albers gave it up, got it back. Bounce pass, Brandewey in the corner, back to the basket against Uhlskamp. Brandewey spin move, shot it with the right instead of the left, hit the back rim. Good play by Nick, shot wouldn't fall. Rebound down to Anna. Uhlskamp to Leininger, big possession defensively for Fort Loramie. Straightaway Bixler, now Stewart. Here's Uhlskamp, 25 feet away. Looks for that patented pick and roll with Stewart. It's not there. Fort Loramie wise to it. Far right wing, Bixler. Foul line extended right. Behind him to Hulskamp. Long 27'3". Missed it badly. Rebound to Fort Loramie. And a settled there for one they didn't need to. Here is Meyer. Caleb Meyer into the paint area for Fort Loramie. Didn't shoot. Flipped it out back to Burning. Left corner, Brandewee. Low on the left at Aiton Meyer. He's got his man where he wants him. Powers to the rim. In for two. Strong move. Nate Meyer low on the left. Two-point game again. 29-27. Bixler lobs inside to Murray around Albers, who hacked him on the arm as Murray went up for the two-shot right in front. Justin Murray, couple of charity throws here for Anna, which leads by two with 5:14 to go, third quarter.
Good strong move by Murray that time.
Foul shot, swish. Anna made its mark last year at the free throw line. Fantastic season, lost only three, went all the way to the regional championship. Shot close to 85% on fouls in the fourth quarter of games last year. 73% on the entire campaign, shooting at 70 this year. Second free throw by Murray, a little heavy. Rebound down to Fort Loramie's Burning. Burning into the post area. Albers fakes left, goes right against Murray. Left it short, no good. Rebound Leininger, who fell down. He was pushed.
Common. Wasn't a bad push, but it created a turnover, so they had to call it.
Yeah, it did. There was enough contact, and Leininger did fall to the floor. That wasn't a total Emmy job. Maybe a little acting, but certainly enough contact for a whistle. Anna up three with the ball. 4:45 to go in the third. Ball thrown to the foul line to Murray. Dropped it. It rolled out on the arc. Picked up by Bixler. Right wing Leininger. Leininger steps back, doesn't shoot. Here is Bixler. Loops it across the top of the key to Leininger. Anna playing on the arc right now. Leininger goes foul line. Got away with a push off. Bullseye! 16-footer. Fade away Leininger. 32-27. Leininger stole it from Burning in backcourt. Layup, yes. Don't look now. Anna up seven. Fort Loramie in trouble. Timeout Redskins. Halfway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Well, Chuck, I was just about ready to say a moment ago, Isaac Leininger's been a little quiet since real early in this game, and then he makes his mark on this contest.
He has quick hands, and that is one of his strengths, is playing on-ball defense. He's outstanding on that defensively.
4:13 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie needs a field goal here. Had the Redskins made it three in this game, Chuck?
One. Caleb Meyer had one in the first quarter.
I figured Fort Loramie would have to make several from behind the arc in order to win this game tonight. They've hung around with only one triple for the entire evening. Skins are now down seven. Albers pushes his way into the lane, has some space, fall-away shot, nine-footer, hit the rim, caromed away, rebound Anna.
I think they've only taken a couple of threes.
Here's Leininger open, step back three ball, Anna, oh, it rimmed. Tough break, strong rebound in the lane, Murray. He digs it off the floor, and Anna gets a timeout. Murray was boxed in. Timeout Rockets, 3:34 to go in the third. Anna still up 7, 34-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And a throwing inbounds after the timeout. Super catch by Stewart at the foul line, a one-hander. Then he threw it on the arc to Leininger to get things set up. 7-point lead, Anna. Rockets throw it around the top of the circle. Heels camp to Leininger behind the screen. Right flank doesn't shoot. Let's see if they skip it to Bixler. Far right side of the floor. Stewart's got it near side. He and Murray have a game going on. Murray mid-range against Albers. One and half hook. Oh, my goodness. It rolled around three times and came out. Rebound Fort Loramie. Up the floor, Nate Meyer inside the arc. Has an open player low on the left. It's Albers. He lost his defender and scores. 34-29. Anna by five. Bixler in the lane, working hard against Meyer, overshoots. Stick back by Murray is good. That ball came off right to Murray. Interception, midcourt, Anna. Hulskamp stepped in front of Mesher, who knocked him down. 36-29 Rockets, who get the ball right back. 2:42 to go in the third. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. Here's Leininger wide open, top of the circle for Anna. You can tell by the roar of the crowd, he drilled it. Leininger on fire here in the third quarter. And the Rockets are up 10, 39-29. 2:18 left in the fourth. Brandewey straight away. High left at Nate Meyer. Left wing Mesher for Fort Loramie, which needs a string of points. Albers missed on a good look. Last trip down. This time he catches. Low on the left. Outstanding pass for Nate Meyer. Top of the key. Up and in with the left hand for Albers. 39-31. A minute 56 to go. Third quarter. Anna by eight. Stewart, far left wing to Hulskamp. Pick and roll with Stewart. They've tried that several times. Stewart lost it. Run down by Murray in the right corner. Back to Leininger. He's feeling it. That one's short. Rebound to Mesher. Minute 40 left, third quarter. Mesher cross-court pass, ill-advised. Picked off by Anna. Long lead out to Bixler. Below the rim, he's belted. Down he goes. Good sportsmanship there. Caleb Meyer, Bart Bixler, two free throws for him. Anna's defense starting to create mistakes.
It is, and I'll tell you what, that was a good defensive play that time by Caleb Meyer. You don't let him shoot the layup.
Right. Mark Bixler is like Mr. Automatic at the charity stripe. Swish on the first one, 40-31, Anna by nine. Don't forget, you can see the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. Take a look online, too, at GeyersInc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Mark Bixler connects twice at the free throw line. 41-31, Anna by 10. 90 seconds to go, third quarter, burning up the floor. Redskins need a three-point hoop at this juncture. Mesher on the arc, right flank. Gives it up out high to Albers. He drives on Kovacs. What a play by Albers. All the way to the cup with the left. Good! And he's fouled.
Grant's got a six-point quarter going,
He's
really starting to be active offensively. They need something. They need a spark.
I tell you what, Chuck, there aren't many 6'3 pivot players who can get the ball on the bounce at the top of the key and then dribble it to the hoop down the side of the lane and go all the way to the rack with the left hand and drop it in.
Nope, that was a nice play, and he made the free throw.
Free throw by Albers is true. Lead is 7. 3-point play the old-fashioned way. 41-34, Anna. 65 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Stewart posting up against Mesher. Stewart fades, left it short. Good defense by Mesher. And the rebound down into the lap of Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Burning. 54 seconds left in the third. Here's Burning, double team, baseline. Nate Meyer goes opposite to Mesher, right corner for a three. There it is. Great skip pass. Good look. Mesher connected. A bomb. A triple. 41-37. Fort Loramie within four. Stewart outside the arc for Anna. Spin move. Baseline left. Throws a bounce pass across the lane. Into the corner. Not a soul home. It goes out of bounds. Unforced miscue by Anna. Momentum back
the visitors well. Yeah, but Loramie did not go away. They could have folded down 10, but they've got it back to 4 with the ball.
About the time, Chuck, I said Fort Loramie needs 3 points some way, which way they can get it, doesn't matter. They got one the old-fashioned way, and then Mesher buried a 3 from distance. So the lead went from 41-31 for Anna to 41-37. Here's Burning on the arc, picked up by Isaiah Masteller. Is in now for Anna. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. High right to Meyer. Overplay by Yuleskamp. Now to Brandewey. Down to 9-8. Brandewey baseline. Awkward fadeaway. Hit the rim. Bounced high. Yanked down by Masteller. Yuleskamp midcourt. Bixler left wing. A second left. Got a running shot off. Was decked to the floor. No foul call. Shot was no good. And we play on. The third quarter comes to a close. The Rockets mystified why Bixler's not shooting 2 free throws.
Me too.
4-point game after 3. Anna leads it on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Jam in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, located just south of Anna, just north of Sydney on Route 25A. For many years, Barker Insurance, number one, the most valued agency in the region. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance in Anna, just north of Sydney. Route 25A, phone 937-492-1857. Good start to the fourth quarter for Fort Loramie as Mesher probed the middle and looped in a leaner from 6 feet to make it a 2-point game, 41-39. Well, Mesher's given the Redskins a lift here tonight, Chuck.
He has. He's played really well. He's playing good, well defensively also.
Isaiah Masteller is trying to get free from Mesher. Can't. It's Yuleskamp deep in the left corner. Glides across the lane. Now to Masteller, who spots up and shoots it. It's way up in the air off the rim, and it hit the support above the backboard. It's out of bounds. Masteller being defended much better tonight than he was in the recent Anna game, when he shot the ball about any time he wanted with a pretty good look. Fort Loramie has scored 8 in a row now, overlapping 2 quarters, to cut this Anna bulge from 10 down to 2. 50 seconds gone in the fourth. Dribbling up the right side of the floor. Damon Mesher spilled at the 25-yard line.
If it wasn't a punt returner, he would have scored.
You're right. Yep. Punt returner, kickoff return. He's taking it to the house. Here is Fort Loramie rifling a pass in play. It goes from Brandewey down inside to Meyer. Might have gotten away the push-off. Little seven-footer. In, out, in, out. Tough break. Rebound slammed off the board into the hands of Anna. That was for the tie, but no go. 6:50 left in the game. Anna leads by 2, 41-39. Masteller 30 feet out through the top of the circle. Gives it to Bixler. Deep right corner, Leininger. Leininger with a sparkling third quarter for Anna. Yuleskamp, left flank to Bixler. Hedging is Mesher, also on him, Brandewey. Now the ball is revolved around the top of the circle to Masteller, who drove the lane and coughed it up. Here's Mesher, down the floor for Fort Loramie, top of the key. Gives it behind him to Burning, who sets and shoots the triple. Short, no good. Ball glances off the iron to midcourt, tracked down by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Skins still have it. A 2 will tie, a 3 will be a Fort Loramie lead. 6:11 to go in the fourth. Here's Meyer, 30 feet out, straight on to Brandewey. Dishes near side to Burning. Albers comes out to catch. Pitch and catch, but Fort Loramie on top. Deep right corner, Mesher, picked up by Yuleskamp. Double team on Mesher. He's got to give it up. No dribble available. Hits the cutting Caleb Meyer down the lane, all the way to the cup. Ball slammed off the backboard, and somebody was on the shoulder of Caleb Meyer.
I think it's Masteller. He trailed him through the lane.
He hounded him a bit too aggressively. Foul Masteller in the act of Meyer's shot. Caleb with two to tie this thing up. As Fort Loramie shoots for their ninth and tenth points in succession. Foul shot, though, dips in and out. No good. 41-39, Annaba 2. 5:50 left in the fourth. Caleb Meyer tries the second shot. Front rim, backboard, yes. 41-40, nine straight for Fort Loramie. Anna has not scored in 4 minutes, spanning two quarters. Gilskamp, top of the circle, handoff to Leininger. What's Fort Loramie done during this stretch, Chuck?
Well, they're playing outstanding defense, and they're doing a nice job of handling the basketball and the pressure on the other end.
Anna not getting the looks. It got in that third quarter when it opened up a 10-point spread. Gilskamp stymied outside the arc. Bixler's got it. Right wing. He's thwarted. Wants to drive. Can't do it. Right back to Gilskamp. Left corner, Stewart. They look inside for Murray. Cam Stewart through the paint. Right corner, Gilskamp. High arching step back three. Too hard. Strong rebound, Albers. Gilskamp tried to rip it away, but grabbed the arm. Team fouls. Four on Fort Loramie. Four on Anna. Fort Loramie doing a good job making sure that Bixler and Leininger don't get the looks from the perimeter.
Yeah, Bart is not getting to the rim.
No. Fort Loramie willing to let others shoot from distance. Not those two, though. Here's Fort Loramie down the floor. Ball swiped out of bounds by Anna right in front of the Redskins bench. Fort Loramie down one. Anna's not scored since about 2:15 left in the third quarter. Rockets approaching 5 minutes without a point, overlapping the third and the fourth. Nine straight for Fort Loramie. Mesher inbounds, baseline right. Look at that reverse layup with the left hand. It is no good. Rebound, volleyball, way up in the air. It comes down to Gilskamp for Anna. Mesher elbows him in backcourt, no foul. Gilskamp head of the key, off to Stewart. Right wing, Bixler. Bixler 30 feet away, 15 feet away, in the paint area. Shot blocked, but a foul. Somebody got a piece of his wrist as he went up. And Bixler will shoot a couple. That might not have been a foul right there, Chuck.
But that one was.
Yes.
A little inconsistent, but I'll tell you, this has not been an easy game to call.
No, no. Bixler was clearly clobbered on the drive at the end of the third quarter. Free throw, Bixler, yes. 42-40, and up two. I thought right there that Fort Loramie got pretty much all ball.
That was a hell of a ball.
Yeah. Could have been a jump or play on. Second free throw, strong. Offensive rebound, Murray. On the arc to Leininger for three. Way short. Stick back, Bixler. How in the world did he get that two, Chuck? He came from nowhere.
They didn't box him out.
Bixler squirmed his way in, got the offensive glass on the bad miss by Leininger, and stuck it through. Anna up four, 44-40. 4:14 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Meyer, right corner. On top to Caleb. He needs to warm up now for Fort Loramie. Stewart on him tightly. Oh, little give and go. Nice out high, pass. Albers. Hit Brandewee. Dribbling across the lane. He threw it in with the left hand.
What a nice pass.
Albers to Brandewee on the finish. Oftentimes, it's the reverse. Brandewee to Albers. What a great look on that play by Albers. And Brandewee closed it out with a great shot. Here's Leininger outside the lane to the right for Anna. Might have gone up and down. Could have been called for a walk. No whistle. Anna gets a break on the second whistle. The hack job is called. That might have been okay, but it looked like there was a floor error by Leininger first. It is highly, highly physical. We need a back judge, a line judge, a field judge. Two free throws, Leininger, up and in. 45-42, Annaba 3, 3:43 left in the fourth.
If there wasn't a held ball on the first shot, I think it was the correct call because the ball was knocked away from him. So he had the ability to catch it, land,
yep,
and go back up.
Second shot, Leininger. He's got to be in double digits, right, Chuck? Free throw in, way down in, and it snapped out.
He's got 11.
Quickly up the floor, Fort Loramie, a triple would tie. Burning straight away with a good look. Bullseye! Burning's got it for the Redskins. 45 all.
That's his first basket.
Nolan Burning was left open. Good skip pass for the Redskins, who found him. He got away from Anna. They lost Burning. He made the Rockets pay. Timeout, Anna, 3:24 to go. We're deadlocked at 45 in a thriller on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
The league leader, Anna, is in a real scrap with Fort Loramie, which has inflicted the only league loss on the Rockets this year, 54-41, December 27th at Fort Loramie. Redskins won it. 45-45 tie now. Here is Anna with the ball out of bounds. It is Bixler in the right corner. Throws beneath the rim to Stewart. He can't get a shot off. Dribbles back out. Anson Leininger. Team foul situation. Six on Fort Loramie. Anna's in the bonus. Here's Stewart. Foul line. Back to the basket. Doubled on the arc to Yulskamp. Gets a screen. No pick and roll with Stewart. Yulskamp keeps. Off balance. 10-footer. Way short. Loose ball rebound. Murray. Reverse layup. Got it.
He's having a game.
Murray and Leininger pacing Anna. 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Nate Meyer down the floor for Fort Loramie. He is stumbling into the top of the circle. There was a moving screen by the Redskins. That was a shaky call. Looked like Nate Meyer might have been tripped, but apparently was deemed that the screen, which enabled him to get there, was not stationary.
Well, Brandwee had a teeny bit of a hip, but I didn't see him move. I think Barton just got himself an Oscar.
These players know how to do it, don't they? Big call. 2:26 to go. Anna possession up two. Ruled an offensive foul against Fort Loramie. Foul line, Stewart. Back cut to Bixler. Into the lane. Hesitates. Missed it. No good. Stick back. Murray or Stewart. Yes.
Murray.
Murray on the offensive glass. Two straight for him. Good board work on the inside. The 6'4 Murray coming along quite nicely now for Anna. Having to do this year without the outstanding big man from a year ago. 4-point lead, Anna. 1:50 left. Fourth quarter, long three try. Caleb Meyer hit the rim, hit the backboard. Rebound jerked down by Murray. Backcourt to Bixler. Anna up four with the ball. Rockets in the bonus. 40 feet away, Bixler dribble drive between two players, and one of them reached in and fouled. It was Burning.
He took a shot to the mouth, too. That hurt.
Mark Bixler, Chuck, does whatever it takes to generate points. If it means Pyle driving his way into the lane and being stacked up by two defensive linemen and being fouled in the process, that's fine. He will somehow or other regain consciousness, go to the free throw line, and shoot two free throws.
Well, I've said for the last couple of weeks, he is my most outstanding player in the Shelby County League.
Well, Bixler just swished two. And it's 51-45, Anna by six. Fort Loramie's hurting. They need 3 points here. Albers quickly down the floor on the run. Around Leininger, around Stewart. Faked it in on the go. Great play by Albers, motoring to the rim. He took it from 40 feet out. Wouldn't be denied. Scattered floor. Big 2 points, Fort Loramie. A minute 27 to go in the fourth. 4-point lead, Anna, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Well, Chuck, we knew coming into the season, Anna would have to deal with life without Griffin Dosick.
Well, they're doing
it pretty well right now.
Well, they are. I mean, besides the fact that he was a big, strong rebounder, the kid was a great three-point shooter.
Yep.
He was just a terrific basketball player. And the group that's out here now really revolved around him very well. That's what made them so strong. They have now become the go-to guys.
Yeah, Murray and Stewart have replaced the big man from a year ago for Anna down inside. Took the Rockets a while to create those rebounds from other guys, but it's happened. Here's Hjulskamp racing down the floor for Anna, and they spread it. He threw it way out back to Bixler. Hjulskamp attracted three, threw it to Bart. He wants to be fouled. 8 fouls in Fort Loramie, a minute 12 to go, fourth quarter. Anna up four. Leidinger dribbling, double team, goes to Stewart, baseline left, on the arc to Hjulskamp. He passed up a 20-footer.
Good.
Anna's going to work the ball and shoot free throws. Here's a double team, a triple team. Leidinger right in front of the scorer's table, almost stepped out. Foul, Fort Loramie. Leidinger at the stripe, 1-1.
Last one of those.
Yes. Yeah, Griffin Dosick a year ago for Anna, 16.5 points, 7 rebounds a game, shot threes, free throws exceedingly well, was a monster in the paint, couldn't be defended. And between Justin Murray and Cam Stewart, Chuck, the Rockets are getting it done on the inside.
Well, I tell you, tonight they've both been really good, but Murray has been terrific.
Isaac Leidinger with a 1-1, Mr. Clutch sinks it. 52-47, Anna by 5. 57.1 to go, fourth quarter. Leidinger now with, what, a dozen, Chuck?
He's got, yep, 12.
Second free throw, Isaac dips the knees, eyes the hoop, got it again. Six-point lead, Rockets. Redskins don't need a three here. Need a fairly quick two, though. 50 seconds to go in the game. Caleb Meyer, top of the circle, rotates to Mesher. Good hedge by Anna. Pass to Meyer, back to Mesher. Shot fake on the arc to Burning. Skips it cross court to Caleb Meyer. Goes baseline, hooking foul by Anna. It's common.
Good foul.
Yes, indeed.
Let him run about 15, 20 seconds off the clock.
Yep.
Now they got to bring it back in again.
Redskins didn't get a shot in that stretch. Fort Loramie ball, 39.5 to go. Redskins down 6. Playmaker Mesher below the rim. Dishes into Burning. Gives up his dribble. Goes to Nate Meyer. Bixler overplays and steals. Bixler one-on-one down the floor. All the way to the rack against Caleb Meyer. Missed the shot. Shouldn't have shot it. But Leidinger's there for the rebound. And a reach by Fort Loramie. The ball has bounced the Rockets' way.
Wow, what a steal by Bixler right there.
Yep.
And you're right. He shouldn't have shot the ball.
Nope. We're down to 26 ticks to go. Fort Loramie Redskins have given the Anna Rockets all they wanted here tonight. Leidinger, free throw line. He's got two coming. That's foul 10 on Fort Loramie. Shot the Leidinger up. Swish. It's through.
Well, I know they lost to him by a point, but I honestly think that Fort Loramie is a better basketball team overall than Versailles.
Oh, I'd agree. Yes. No question. Second free throw, Leidinger, yes. Better all-around team.
That's what I mean.
Stammen, the best player between the two clubs. Fort Loramie, the better all-around team. Redskins quickly forecourt. Nate Meyer out back with 16 seconds left. Launches a three. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound, Hjulskamp for Anna. He circles the wagons. 10, 9. Fort Loramie won't guard. Hjulskamp will dribble it out in the corner. He better not shoot it. Fort Loramie's walked away. 2-1. That's it. Anna Rockets, 55. Fort Loramie Redskins, 47. And now if Anna defeats Botkins, last game of the year for Anna, and it's a league contest here on February 17th, an Anna victory
would ensure an outright Shelby County League title.
Yep.
If Jackson Center were to lose one between now and then, like tonight at Votkins, it would be all over this evening, a two-game lead.
Right. Well, they deserve it. They're the best team in the league. But, boy, I'll tell you what, give Fort Laramie credit. What an outstanding effort tonight. They did. They were so prepared. They were so well coached, and they were prepared to come out and play, and they just ran into a team that's just got a little more talent.
Fort Laramie Redskins played exceedingly well, had a 19-11 lead at one stage in the second quarter of this game, and it came back strong late in the second to take a two-point halftime lead, 25-23. Fort Laramie got this thing tied, Chuck. What was it, 43 or 45?
43.
And Anna pulls away to win it, 55-47, at the free throw line. There were a number of hustle plays in this game tonight. Each team scrapped really hard. Anna sinks 15 of 19 free throws. We knew it was red hot foul shooting percentage. It was indeed. That's better than 75%. Rockets have excelled last 2 years in the fourth quarter at the stripe, close to 85% in the final 8 minutes, and well over 70% as a team now the last 2 seasons. Fort Laramie simply did not get to the line enough.
Yep. They were six of seven, but you're right, just not enough.
Nope. Redskins gave a great account of themselves here tonight. Fine game plan. It worked to perfection for most of this game. The Redskins just in the end did not make enough field goal shots. That's all there was to it. Only got to two from behind the arc. And I said before the game, Redskins would have to make several in order to hang with Anna tonight. They only needed two to hang with Anna in the end. Just not enough firepower offensively.
Well, they got out-rebounded offensively 12-2.
Yeah, there you go.
Give a lot of that to Murray. He was a monster in the second half.
Sure was.
Grabbing rebounds and making baskets.
It seemed like a few times the ball came off in Anna's direction, but a number of those breaks were made by Anna's hustle on the inside.
The effort was outstanding.
Yeah.
They turned it over 10 times. Laramie turned it 9 times. In a game this intense, both teams did a good job of taking care of the basketball.
Both teams just extremely well coached. Corey Britton, sixth year. Nate Barhorse, ninth year. My, oh, my. Outstanding strategist. Chess match, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Anna got to the bonus first, got to the double bonus, and it was lights out. They just don't miss fouls.
Well, they won by 8, and they outscored them by 9 at the free throw line.
Fort Laramie made just 4 field goals in the entire fourth quarter, not enough to come from behind and beat Anna. Well, the Anna Rockets, by virtue of this victory tonight, Chuck, expand their overall record to 15-3, 10-1 in the Shelby County League. Fort Laramie is 12-6 overall, 6-4 in the Shelby County League. You can count on 4 fingers and a thumb the games the Redskins would like to have back, contests they could have won. This Fort Laramie team could very easily be not 12-6, but 16-2.
Really. They're a solid 3 seed in the Pickwa sectional. We'll go find that out on Sunday. But I'm saying it's probably going to be Jackson, Botkins, and then Laramie.
Or Laramie, Botkins. 2-3 doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, that one doesn't make any difference.
No. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. We'll highlight our Clancy's winners. Terrific ball game here tonight, won by Anna over Fort Laramie. 8-point win for the Rockets. Wasn't that easy. It was in doubt until the final 30 seconds.
Well, Laramie was led by Grant Albers. You talked about the game he had to have in the before the game, and he had 13. They got 10 out of Brandewey, 8 from Caleb Meyer, 7 from Damon Mesher, who I thought had a terrific game, 6 from Nate Meyer, and Nolan Burning had 1-3. They scored 47 for the game. And on the other hand, they had 16 out of Bart Bixler, 15 from Isaac Leininger, and 11 from Murray. Stewart had 8. Huelskamp had 5. They only had 5 kids score. But Clancy's players of the game, Bart Bixler and Justin Murray for Anna. And on the other side, Grant Albers.
Yep, Grant was extra good here tonight. He had to be, and he was. Unfortunately for Anna, the Rockets played extremely well on the interior, too.
Yeah.
Those are our Clancy's winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast. Hoying and Hoying specializes in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rettner Road. Hoying and Hoying Builders has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, offering services from home remodels to additions to outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among its current employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying currently has lots for sale on Rettner Road. They're in the Anna School District. They offer high-speed internet, too. For info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144. For Hoying and Hoying Builders, what you can imagine we can create at Hoying and Hoying. Want to get a quick word in here for M&A Muffler and Tires, one of our fine Fort Loramie Game sponsors. Bad weather is just around the corner once again, so it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before that weather change gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, with a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Chuck, the biggest statistical edge in this game, as you noted during a break, occurred on the boards.
Well, 33-15, they out-rebounded them, and 12-2 on the offensive boards.
Ooh.
There was
Ooh.
The absolute difference in the game. And that created the fouls that sent Anna to the free throw line 19 times. Fort Loramie only went 7.
Yeah, 10 extra possessions, 12-2 on the offensive glass. And Anna, time and time again, turned those into a few made shots or trips to the stripe.
Yeah, Justin Murray was terrific tonight.
Yeah, he's coming on like gangbusters for Anna. I'm sure head coach Nate Barnhorst is so proud of him. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Don't forget, we are priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. The highest quality furniture at Goffney for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And Goffney Furniture will find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. And visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. I like the sounds of that, Chuck. A perfect fitting mattress.
Yeah.
Oh, what a game tonight. Won by Anna by 8. And our next webcast comes right up tomorrow night. Columbus Grove, number 1 in the state in Boys Division 4, travels to Jackson Center to take on the Tigers, who were playing at Botkins tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of anxious to see get a score on that Botkins-Jackson Center game. It's going to be a good game tomorrow night. Absolutely, Columbus Grove, they got some size, they got some shooters, and it's going to be a challenge for the Tigers.
Yeah, Columbus Grove averages close to 70 points per game, Chuck.
Wow.
It's going to be a case of push comes to shove tomorrow night, does Jackson Center's defense take hold, or does Columbus Grove's offense take hold?
Well, it just really depends on how the game's called, probably, and also the fact that Jackson's going to have to score some points tomorrow night.
Yeah, they will. They'll have to get to the 50 mark or better for sure to be in that game with D4's number one ranked team in Ohio right now, the Columbus Grove Bulldogs, who are coached by the previous coach at Ada for 14 years. He led Ada to the state Final Four several years back.
All right. Well, we've seen number one in Division III, number one in Division IV, number one in Division IV girls.
Yeah.
So now I love watching these number one teams.
Yeah. And I'm not sure where Anna is in the polls. They weren't in the top 25.
Well,
that's crazy.
That's just because they don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, so much fun here at the Anna Gym tonight. Loved it. Hope you enjoyed it. And more action for you tomorrow night. Webcast time at 7:10. Tip-off 7:30. Jackson Center hosts Columbus Grove, the number one ranked team in the state in Boys Division IV. Keep abreast of our website. We're waiting on announcements of last night's postponements, several games being rescheduled for early in the week. We do know that for sure we've got Marion Local, which is ranked top 10 in the state in Girls Division IV and is tied with Fort Recovery, adopt the MAC standings at Fort Loramie on Tuesday. We've got that game for you for sure. Could have one Monday. Fort Loramie's game last night with Bodkins was postponed to next Thursday. We could present that one to you. There might also be another pretty good girls game on Monday night, so we'll just have to explore and see when these rescheduled games are reset. And then we've got good coverage for you next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, next weekend, I should say, including the Fort Loramie girls next Saturday afternoon against Findlay Liberty Benton, powerhouse in D3 girls, and Anna Minster boys next Saturday night. And on Friday night, I'm trying to rock my brain to recall who we've got. I'm sure it's a Shelby County League encounter of some kind.
I don't remember.
I don't either, and I don't have it right at my fingertips. But let's see. Could it very well be Bodkins at Fort Loramie?
I think that was what we were doing.
Yes. Bodkins at Fort Loramie on Friday the 14th. Bodkins at Anna on Monday the 17th. Those are two for sure webcasts, as well as Minster at Anna next Saturday evening and Findlay Liberty Benton at the Fort Loramie girls next Saturday afternoon. A lot of fun. Great night here at the Anna Gym. Rockets rolling now 15-3 on the year, 10-1 in the Shelby County League. It didn't seem like it wasn't long ago, Chuck, when Anna had 4 or 5 games less played than everybody else in the SCL. And now they're just one game shy of finishing the schedule. One date remaining here against Bodkins. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, so many thanks to new underwriting sponsors. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna, where the Anna Rockets have defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins by a final score of 55-47.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.